This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, let's do it. Another hour.
What I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hi, how are you?
It's a big old land.
I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flynn is here, and it's another hour of What's on Your Mind. Thanks for joining us on the program today, brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA Studios, a little home cooking and grab-and-go convenience waiting for you today at PetroServe USA. I kind of think meatloaf might be the way to go today, you know? So I'll have to head to Harwood. Right there off I-29, the Harwood exit, Valley City. There's a chili cheese dog hot dish or French dip sandwich today. There is a cheesy tuna hot dish or beef tips. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Swedish meatballs, 12th and I-29. Salisbury steak, NP Avenue downtown. Scallop potatoes with ham and Glendon. Yulin has lasagna. And the 45th Street, 9th Avenue Southwest location of PetroServe USA has beefy noodles. 7 past the hour, we continue to process, I guess, is the best way to describe what we're doing and report what we know related to the events of July 14th in Fargo, where one police officer, Jake Willeen, was murdered in cold blood, 23 years of age. Who told his dad, well, his dad actually told Chief Zabolski the story that said, if I had told Zach, you're going to get shot today at work, he still would have gone to work.
Yeah.
This is the kind of person that, I said Zach, I meant Jake Willeen. The dad says, if I had told Jake, you're going to get shot today at work, he still would have gone to work. It's just, he did what he wanted to do. He lived doing what he wanted to do. Unbelievable. And we also think of Andrew Dotis, who is still suffering from significant injuries, remains in critical condition. Officer Tyler Haas as well, still in the hospital, critical condition. Both are, we're told, improving. And, of course, the other officer, which was the subject of yesterday's press conference with U.S. Attorney General Drew Wrigley, Zachary Robinson, the hero. Drew was asked a question that led to probably the biggest piece of the puzzle that was yet officially missing from what was the plan of the evil Mohammed Barakat. Listen to the question and the answer.
Was this just the beginning of a potential mass shooting across the Fargo area with the street fair and the Red River Valley Fair going on?
I won't go any further, but to say I believe, yes, that it was. And was, I said to Officer Robinson upstairs, it's absolutely true. He was literally the last man standing. The last man standing between what was coming next and what you can see this assailant was armed for. And by the grace of God, he's standing away from where the other officers are when the shooting starts, and he can in a composed fashion order in other law enforcement emergency when he says, "Bring everyone." It really does get me. I gotta tell you, here he is. He's under fire. He knows we need everyone, and he's talking ambulance, everything, right? He doesn't incapacitate that 223, there's 23 more chances that he's in the position of his brother officers, none of which stops him from standing up and doing exactly what he did, everything he could to neutralize that threat. And if it doesn't happen, it's about a 4 or 5 minute drive to downtown Fargo. And we'll discuss Friday why we had reason to believe we knew where he was headed. And there were a lot of people down here Friday afternoon. And all law enforcement, you know, law enforcement did a heavy response back. I mean, it would have been a catastrophic situation that he would have manufactured, but for the training, expertise, and bravery of a police department. And in the face and name, in this instance, of Officer Robinson standing out there, I can't underscore it enough. I just can't. I've been in and out of law enforcement for a lot of years, since about 1993. I've seen a lot. This stands out quite dramatically.
And my second question, the American flag decals up there on some of the magazine clips.
He did have them, and of course Drew just said, I don't have any idea why he would have those on there if he bought them that way, yeah, or whatever.
Oh.
Isn't that extraordinary, though?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Texter says, everyone in Fargo should buy Zach Robinson a steak dinner and a whiskey.
Hey, I'm in. We know where to make that happen.
Oh, my gosh. Incredible. Incredible what he prevented from happening. Right man, right place, right time. Unreal.
You know, there's a representative in Congress who represents Minnesota 5. Her name is Ilhan Omar. Perhaps you've heard of her?
I have.
She went to school here in Fargo.
She did.
At NDSU. She has a lot of ties to the community.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I thought for sure that there would be some sort of a well wish from her on her Twitter page or somewhere.
One. Good one.
I just can't find
nothing
it
yet, huh?
Anywhere. All I can find is a retweet of her retweeting Rashida Tlaib denouncing the support of Israel in that speech she gave. Yeah.
Big surprise.
Yeah. I just thought, you know, you went to school here. I mean, you might, you know.
Listener comments are pouring in here. I'll get to as many as I can. When there is no God in the home, it's okay to kill unborn children. Amen. Sports teams idolizing criminals. People don't know what sex they are. Movements to defund law enforcement.
There it is.
And we scratch our heads and wonder what is going on in society? Yeah. Very well said.
You know one thing I did see yesterday, and because Dearborn, Michigan is famous for a huge Muslim population. And you've heard a lot of good things. They've taken over Dearborn. Boy, I'll tell you one thing. The conservatives and the Muslims in Dearborn united over this porn books in school thing. And they've really found out that the conservatives, I mean, you know, Muslims are ultra-conservative when it comes to family values and things like that. Not the radicals. But I found that to be really interesting, that they're really lining up with conservatives wherever Muslim communities exist.
I don't know what
they
it
don't
is.
Want. They don't want our children indoctrinated either.
We got to do something. It's the next clip we're going to play from Drew Wrigley, where he's talking about us being worthy of what Zach Robinson did. There's no easy answer. No easy answer, but I'd like to know. Another listener, Joe Biden, I believe after the Michael Brown incident, suggested officers should shoot the gun out of a criminal's hand. He should be praising Officer Robinson for doing just that. Of course, next, Joe will demand police shoot off the trigger finger. Yeah, I mean, you know, like, isn't that typical Joe Biden? Well, don't shoot him. Just shoot the gun out of their hand. Like, you know, you. You've watched too many CSIs. Texter says, Scott Dickinson, resident here. Over the years, I've traveled to Fargo often, shopping, concerts, weekend getaways, etc. But I have noticed Fargo changing, becoming much more liberal. City leaders, school board members. I watched riots in the summer of 2020 and couldn't believe what I was watching. I've heard people on your show referring to Fargo as a little Minneapolis. I've also noticed a lot more Muslim refugees, not that they're all bad, but clearly not vetted very well. Needless to say, I have not visited Fargo in 3 years, and I do not believe it's a good place to raise children. Just my 2 cents. Elaine in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Elaine.
Yes. Yesterday when I was watching the news conference with Drew, I thought it was really interesting his response to whoever it was that asked the question, is this terrorism? And in my mind, nobody knows anything about this guy. my thoughts are he didn't act alone. How does somebody get as much money that's going to take to buy all those guns and over a period of time? And I think my thoughts, too, are I don't think he is truly who he says he is when there's no trail. There's just nothing on this guy from what we've been told.
Yeah, I've heard he's a loner, so that would connect with, you know, that he didn't have a lot of friends, family. We have had one.
I don't think he did this on his own. Somebody's working with him and supplying him with money. How much money would it take for him to buy all these guns?
Well, if he's part of that, network, Syrian network.
Here's the deal: the bank records, where did the purchases come from? The, you know, internet searches, everything is being examined right now. So I think your theory is a very good one, plausible. We just got to wait and let them find out all those details so they can tell us ASAP. Thanks, Elaine.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot in Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Let me tell you about my friends at HAT and Sons. That's HAT. H.A. Thompson & Sons, online at hatandsons.com. But folks from H.A. Thompson & Sons have been around since 1908, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. And they have something called the Link Service available to you. Right now, They maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Pretty extraordinary. They should be handling yours because your bottom line would look better. You'd have one number there, always there. They maintain it. Break down, they fix it. Worn out, they replace it. Find out more at hatandsons.com. hatandsons.com. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen. First of all, I can't express enough how much I appreciate Drew Wrigley's passion yesterday. I'm glad he's got the job. I really am, and I commend him. Then secondly, for me, this all started, this whole disrespecting the police, all started several years ago when I remember watching videos of coverage on New York City streets where they had kids and adults spraying water at cops with no repercussion. If you do anything besides shake a cop's hand or thank a cop, it should be assault and you should be put in jail. I'm sorry, that's just the way I feel. These people put their vests on and their uniforms on every day, not knowing if they're going to come home that night. You tell me a more dangerous job in the world and I'll yield to you, but that's just my passion right now. I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, but never once did I disrespect a cop. So we need to really turn a page here in this country and get back on board with the police and make sure they know that we have they have our support.
Big time. Well said, Jim. Appreciate that call very much. Have their back. Be worthy of the heroism of Officer Zachary Robinson, who after seeing Officer Jake Willeen down, Officer Andrew Dotis down, Officer Tyler Hawes down, is the last man standing to take out Muhammad Barakat, who shot only not only those three, but also Carly Coswick, a civilian bystander who is suffering from her injuries still right now. That's what he did. So the bravery of Zachary Robinson, we all acknowledge, is breathtakingly incredible. Drew Wrigley, the Attorney General of North Dakota, was asked the question, you know, what can we do? Here's what he said.
Be worthy of what he did. Be worthy of what all these men and women do. Be worthy. Help them. Help law enforcement. Let's help turn back the culture where it shifted the last 10 years, the violence towards officers. Let's do our part on that. Let's put in a couple of laws that we need to do. I'll talk about that another day. Be worthy. Be worthy of what they're willing to do. And someday when this video comes out, the video from the body cam, watch it. And understand that there are these people who will do these things that we won't. And that we rely on them to do. And as I always say, back the blue. Back the blue. Don't just go to their funerals. Don't just show up at the peace officer's memorial. Don't just seek their support when you need it. Back the blue. Back the blue. Do things to say our laws are worthy of the work that they do, what they risk doing. We're neutralizing threats. We're putting people away who are violent, who are harmful to our society and to law enforcement. Be worthy of it. Make tough choices. Where necessary, be harsh. They're doing their job. They shouldn't have to face these people so quickly again. And people say, well, that's not what happened in this case. That's right. But you ask, they face this every day. One of the agents standing in the back of this room on Saturday said to me, this is the new normal. I said, I know it. You and I know it, brother. We've been talking about it for a long time. Treatment of law enforcement. The vast majority of the public loves our law enforcement. We support our law enforcement. But too many for too long don't. And it's eroding and getting worse. I'm old enough to remember it hasn't always been this way. And violence towards police and towards our communities was dealt with harshly. Reform, yes. We need reform. We're all about reform. We want to battle recidivism. Yes, we do all those things. Some people need to be extracted from our communities for long periods of time to protect the public. This isn't the perfect case for that. I'm going to stop on this, but I'm never going to stop on this issue. I ran for attorney general for this. I've been involved in law enforcement because of this. Be worthy. No one's going to watch this film and not feel a little sense of, like, your own guilt. Are we even good enough for this? This young man has a young child. He has a wife. He has a young child. He has another baby on the way. He is putting it on the line every day, even when he's out at the scene of a fender bender. Every day. And I just told you, before this question, I can tell this about him. He went into this work with a purpose. He is extremely well-trained. And he answered the call. Who can know? When the chips are all down, who can really know how you're going to conduct yourself in that moment? He knows.
Zach Robinson is who he's talking about. And if that doesn't motivate you to say, am I doing enough? What can we do to be worthy is my question. Because I think that's a proper challenge for the place we find ourselves. Brian, in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. You know, it should be done federally and by the states. This should be a hate crime. The first, when they talk, you know, about hate crimes, you know, threatening a police officer, spitting on him, throwing water on him, anything to a police officer should be a hate crime, with, you know, a minimum of, you know, a year in jail or something. And, you know, I wanted to make a comment, you know, as they bring in, you know, all the new immigrants and whatever. I was kind of taken in. I was down at the Social Security office recently. I'm 67 years old anyway. But there's a guy there. He was obviously a social worker. He had two young men from the Ukraine. One of them didn't speak English. But all the programs they were getting him signed up for, you know, he said, well, I have the checks coming from social services, SNAP. And he mentioned a couple other government agencies, and there was about five or six of them. He was talking loud, and I wasn't sitting too far away. You could hear everything. And I was just amazed, wondering, you know, how much money is given to all these immigrants in the programs. It's just got to be staggering.
Yeah, and that's where I come back to something we touched on last hour. At what point do you say, okay, you know, the numbers, let's get an equilibrium here. Let's find a place where we're not just saying, keep them coming, keep them coming. This shooter came here in 2011 at a time when it was, you know, load them up, bring them in. And Fargo would say, you know, here, we'll take 100, we'll take 200, the state will take 300. Time to re-examine.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes, and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy defending former President Trump's role in the 2021 Capitol attack. McCarthy telling reporters yesterday he doesn't see how Trump can be found criminally responsible for the January 6th riot. A single winning ticket in the $1 billion Powerball lottery has been sold in California. That ticket reportedly sold at a mini market in downtown L.A. More records being torched in the Phoenix heat wave. The National Weather Service says a record was broken Tuesday morning when the temperature never dipped below 97 degrees, making it the city's warmest low temperature of all time. The wife of a suspected New York serial killer filing for divorce. Court filings show the wife of Rex Huerman filed for divorce in Suffolk County Supreme Court yesterday afternoon. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Becca, what's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour. Listener texted in over the break. I just noticed this. For years, almost every day, ABC World News Tonight with David Manure. I think they might have messed up the last name. Yeah. I'm not sure. Somehow got a little typo there, I guess.
Yeah.
Featured anti-cop stories, making people believe police were killing blacks by the thousands.
Oh, they all were.
Media is the enemy of the people.
They all were. It's nonsense. Been nonsense since it started.
Rick in South Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I was just wondering if we're ever going to see the video to this crime that's been talked about for the last week. You know, I hate to be a stickler on everything like that, but I think this is going to be used eventually to bring in red flag laws that are really kind of stubborn here in North Dakota. You know, unless you have video evidence to this crime, we don't really know if, you know, you got to corroborate the testimony, you know. In a court of the law, you just can't bring somebody in and say this is what happened. You have to have corroboration.
Well, they have body cam. They have
the video.
Yeah, I think. Drew Wrigley, the attorney general, addressed a little bit of that yesterday. On you all need to see the body cam video of Zach Robinson. So he was the one that was obviously responsible for taking out Bearcat, and so his body cam footage, according to Wrigley, will be out. I don't know when though.
Yeah. And what about all the other closed-circuit video in the area? I know there's people on the street with dash cams with their own cars and all about, you know, I mean, really, there's nowhere you can really go in this world and not be videotaped. So I'd really like to see the video to this because I know they're going to use this to change our gun laws. And for all you gun owners out there, make sure you see the video and you're convinced that everything you've been hearing in the last week is actually the truth. Thanks for taking the call.
Not exactly sure where you're going, Rick, with that. Kevin, I don't know if you are, what he's intending to say there.
Well, they try to, you know, blame the gun, et cetera, et cetera. You know, he acquired these guns legally, so they won't have any case there.
What in the video would make it more likely that they could ban weapons?
I don't
get that.
But again, to his point, they'll try, you know. They don't need a reason or any sort of logic to anything. They just, you know.
Right.
You know, like, hey, police are going around killing black people.
I asked the question yesterday at the press conference, were the all of the weapons that he had, were they legally acquired? And the answer is yes. And the guy worked at
Mill Slate Farm, and they were acquired over years. I mean, he's worked there for a few years, as we understand, so.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean.
He didn't buy them all at once. He wasn't funded.
He
may have been, but it took him a while.
You know, the guns were purchased legally at a place that he happened to work. Probably got a discount on them, too, but... sure they do some kind of a discount. I want to introduce a guest we have with us in studio who does great work when events like this happen, David Rutledge with the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team. He and other chaplains are responding after two deadly shootings over the weekend, the attack in Georgia that killed four people and the other one that, of course, took the life of Jake Willeen, as well as injuring other police officers here in Fargo. Chaplain Rutledge, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here.
So tell us what you do.
We deploy to natural and man-made disasters to provide spiritual care and comfort to the people affected by those disasters.
So in this case, who would that be?
That would be both the officers themselves. We spent some time over the last day and a half with the telecommunicators, the dispatchers. We've been at the memorial site and just talked and prayed with people there that walked up to it.
How would you characterize the people you're encountering as far as what kind of impact this has had on them?
I think one of the chaplains, the local chaplains that are hosting us, described it best. He said, it seems like we've lost our innocence. I think the shock that it could happen there and here in Fargo and just the associated, how did this happen? Why did this happen? Why here?
Doing what you do in responding to things like this, I'm curious if you feel like this is out of control. This is, you know, why is this happening? What is happening? Are we in a place where this is spiraling out of control and there's more of these than there ever has been, in your view?
It is really hard to tell because things like this tend to be cyclic. All right. And the real problem here is that there's evil in the world. And evil tends to be everywhere. And it can pop its head up in places where you wouldn't expect it. Fargo's a good example of that, where all of a sudden here's this evil thing that happens in the midst, you know, and how do you explain all that? So I don't know that it is necessarily that much worse. Part of the issue, I think, is media is so ubiquitous today. You can see everything anywhere. I think incidents get a lot more widely known maybe than they were before. So whereas the coverage might have been local, things might have been local, now the whole country, the whole world knows about it. So it can seem, I think, sometimes like things are a lot worse than they are. Not saying they're not. It's hard to get a handle on that. Are they really worse than they were?
Doing what you do, how do you keep from falling into a belief that that things are spiraling out of control?
Well,
seeing this firsthand, seeing the people impacted on it, what are your thoughts?
Well, I was a police officer for 30 years, retired as a lieutenant. In fact, and spent 7 years supervising homicides and major cases. And I can tell you that I reached an understanding because of my faith that there is hope, that hope is found in the Lord, that no matter how dark things may seem, we can turn to Christ for that hope. And that's what really kept me on an even keel for all those years as an officer, and even as a chaplain. We see and absorb a lot of things from people, a lot of hurt, a lot of their trauma as we're involved with them, and it is that hope in Christ that keeps us going.
And it trumps evil.
It trumps evil. And if you've read the back of the book, you know we win in the end.
As long as that relationship is there.
As long as the relationship is there. And that's what we try to communicate to people also, that there is hope, not just for this life, but beyond. And that hope is only found in Jesus Christ and in believing and accepting Him.
Talk a little bit about the comfort you bring to people impacted who say, Why does God let this happen? How could it happen? What do you tell them?
And a lot of times, it doesn't even involve telling them anything. We do what we call ministry of presence. We are there. We love listening to people's stories. And it's amazing how much comfort people get from just being able to tell their story to someone that cares. And the obvious answer is that evil can happen anywhere because man's got a sin problem. The evil exists in us, and so it can happen anywhere, but there is a hope.
Always hope.
Always. Always.
How long does it take from a, I'm going to go to the law enforcement perspective here, people that put themselves in harm's way know that bad things can happen, right?
I mean, right.
That's why they're doing what they're doing. That's why we ought to do a better job of thanking men and women of law enforcement and standing up when they've been mistreated. But still have the impact of something like this happen, like the other officers that lost a brother, lost a fellow law enforcement officer. How do you comfort them? How do they process this? What, you know, tools do you employ when you come in and chat with these folks about that?
Again, we listen. That is primarily what we do, is we listen to their story. And when you have a law enforcement death, it is always a death in the family. It's always, and even though we know it can happen, and I've been through some line of duty deaths in my career, but even though we know it can happen, it still is a shock. It still causes pain. There's still loss there. In some ways, it's even more of a loss than sometimes it would be losing a family member, because in law enforcement, you become very tight-knit. It becomes a family. So a lot of what we do is just listen, and it really helps because myself and the other three chaplains that are here from Billy Graham, all of us are retired law enforcement officers. We've been through this. We've seen this. And so we can offer that understanding not only to listen, but you're being listened to by people who have been there and have seen that and know what the law enforcement culture and what being in law enforcement is about.
And having seen other incidents like this around the U.S., be able to tell them that, the pain is sharp now, there is healing as time goes, right?
Yes, there is. And it's not something that you ever forget, but it goes, you move beyond it. You find joy beyond it. You find healing beyond it. Doesn't mean that you don't miss the person. Doesn't mean that it's that the pain totally goes, the grief totally goes away. But over time, it lessens. I liken it to a storm. Grief works to me like a storm. It hits. It leaves up a while, then it hits again. And over time, those storms get farther apart. They get less intense, till hopefully at some point they pretty much disappear.
Well, you're doing the Lord's work.
That's I'm
pretty
trying.
That's pretty obvious. And it's great to meet you and great to know that there are resources like this for our great law enforcement folks impacted by this. You dealing with the firefighters as well?
Some of the other chaplains are dealing with the firefighters. We were called in specifically to minister to the law enforcement.
Right. And that's the whole force, right?
Yeah.
That's anybody.
That's anybody.
Yeah. Big job at a time like this. David Rutledge with the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team, responding, deploying, being here when officers need them, which is great. Thanks, David.
You're welcome. Glad that you had me.
Enjoyed the chat. Daryl in Detroit Lakes is waiting to weigh in. We'll get to you. Finish up with a few of our texts as well on What's on Your Mind.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
In Minnesota, we work hard. And we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brings me back to high school. 11 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, 10:49. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon with Kevin Flynn. Thanks for listening. AM 1100, the flag. AM 1090, the flag. Charlie Kirk coming up in just a couple of minutes. I also want to tell you that we are of the... it's not the, the press conference that will detail all of the investigation findings to this point regarding the shooting on Friday is tentatively planned for, we believe, part of the show tomorrow. So we'll have that coverage for you full live on the air during What's on Your Mind, I'm guessing. It's not finalized yet, but it sounds like it's going to be mid-morning, so we'll do that. Let's see. Let me tell you about Mike Lindell. 20-year anniversary. 80 million pillows sold. Not any pillow, my pillow. And Mike Lindell and the MyPillow team want to say, hey, thank you to each and every one of you. Give you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Here it is. Queen-size MyPillows, regular $69.98, are only $19.98. Holy buckets. $69.98 down to $19.98, just 10 bucks more for king-size. And, of course, that patented fill adjusts to you and your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio podcast square to get this amazing offer. Queen size MyPillow, $19.98. Call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 701-271-1100 is our number if you'd like to weigh in on the program. Put that in your speed dial and join us. Daryl in Detroit Lakes is next. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning. Thanks, thanks for taking my call. And our house is full of my pillows.
good for you.
The previous caller talked about immigration. And if my high school history is correct, the U.S. suspended immigration for about 40 years from 1920 to about 1965, because the assimilation just was not happening. And they wanted to suspend it for a while to let everybody become Americans. That, you know, this country is owned by its citizens. It's not owned by somebody from some foreign country. They have no right to get here. And anyway, that's my comment. Why don't we suspend immigration for 40 years and let everybody become Americans again?
Yeah, you're right. That happened. That happened. And, you know, it's funny how people forget. Not only that it happened, but the reason for it happening, right?
That's exactly right. And it's not discriminatory. I mean, I think the phrase is we the people. I think that's where I'm coming from.
Wow. Something else to ponder there, folks. Thank you, Daryl. I appreciate your call. You bet. Take care. Jay Thomas is running around handing out the memorial sticker.
That one's going on the ride right away.
No kidding. For Jake Willeen. And it's a U.S. flag with the blue line. And it says Willeen, end of watch, 7/14/23. They're really nice. They're not the size of a business card, maybe a little bit bigger. You could pick those up at our studios at 2852 Thunder Road in Fargo. Anytime now, and to just ask for a free will offering donation of anything. If you don't have the funds, don't worry about it. But if you do, put a buck in, 10 bucks in, 20 bucks, whatever, all going to go to the Willeen family. All right? So thank you to S&S Promotions for doing a great job on that, by the way. Let's see who else is wanting to weigh in here and text us. These people that want to blame the gun never mention how many lives have been saved by guns. How many shooters have been stopped by guns? They don't bother to do the research because they're not interested in the truth. Only an armed person could be truly free. Only an unarmed people can never be enslaved. Only an unarmed people can ever be enslaved. It's a good point.
Only an armed populace can never be enslaved.
Only an armed people can truly be free.
Yep.
Only an unarmed people can ever be enslaved.
Yep. Well, that's proven time and time again.
Sure has.
Even to this day.
Yep. Texter says, I'm just wondering if Mark Levin will be on at a different time. For listeners on the flag, Fargo, Monday, the Steve Alstrom show starts. That goes 4 until 6, but Mark Levin is still on. He's just on 6 to 9. So you still hear the whole Mark Levin show. He's just backed up an hour. So he's not going anywhere, and I know you don't want him to go anywhere because he's the best. Another listener, I wonder why this guy had all these guns and ammo. Maybe he had associates that were going to meet him at the next target. Just feel like there's more layers to this situation. He surely had friends who have the same mindset. You made that point today too, Kev.
Yeah, and if he was on his way to the street fair to do major damage, why would he sideline himself, you know, other than just to take, what you talked about, to create a diversion that draws every law enforcement officer to that scene. Because, like, you know, Zach said when he called in, send everybody.
But downtown, you'd
But downtown,
think
you'd be...
He needs some help.
Yeah, truly.
To use the weapons that he had anyway, yeah. Thanks for that. Love our listeners. You're the best. Any suggestions on different angles or topics you want us to tackle on this subject or any, text me anytime, 367-2054. God bless. Bye-bye.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.